Hi, sorry I'm late. Yeah, I got held up at the antique store looking for a prop to go with my vampire costume. Yeah, I'm going as a vampire this year, funnily enough. What do I mean by funnily enough? Well, why don't you invite me inside and I can explain? Right, let's just sit on the sofa now while I tell you what's been going on tonight, okay? So, like I said earlier, I decided to dress up like a vampire for Halloween this year. But I started my costume kind of late, you know what I'm like. And I didn't feel like a cloak and makeup were exciting enough, you know what I mean, right? Okay, so when I passed by that old creepy antique store on the way here, I thought, maybe I'd go inside and find an old goblet to fill with red Kool-Aid or whatever. I did see a really cool silver cross, but then I remembered that's the exact opposite thing a vampire would carry. But, okay, I kept browsing through the store and eventually I came across this really old book. And I mean like really old, you know the type. And I just felt drawn to it for some reason. So I just started leafing through the pages. It was kind of faded and hard to read, but it looked like it was in a different language. Does that make sense? Okay, so I got to the very last page of the book, and the only thing on it was this strange symbol in bright red ink. It was the only thing that hadn't faded. In fact, it looked like the ink hadn't even dried. Stay with me, okay? It gets weirder, believe me. So, without even thinking about it, I started to trace the symbol with my finger, check in to see if the ink really was still wet. And you know what? You'll never guess. The symbol actually started to glow. I tried to shut the book, I did, but it just wouldn't close. I tried to run away, but I was just stuck. I was frozen. I tried to scream for help, but my voice just it wouldn't work. And the symbol started flashing, and then there was this horrible pain in my mouth. I'm okay. It was so bad that I think I passed out, but the next thing I remember was waking up on the floor with the book wasn't in sight. I thought maybe I just imagined the whole thing, but I then felt two fangs in my mouth that definitely weren't those shitty plastic fangs I was planning on wearing. Here, have a look. He, they're definitely real fangs. And as weird as this sounds, I think I've actually turned myself into a vampire. No, I wasn't joking when I asked you to invite me inside. And don't worry, I'm not gonna suck all your blood out. Well, not without permission, at least. See, here's the thing. Ever since I woke up in the store, I've been like craving something, you know? At first, I couldn't really put my finger on it. But now I'm here, yeah, I realise it was blood. Hey, don't worry, okay? I promise not to hurt you. You've been my best friend since. Oh, since forever. I could never do that to you. But the cravings are really strong. And if I don't satisfy them soon, I'm just worried I'll do something I regret later. And, that's kind of where I'm hoping you'd come in. Maybe. And, I was hoping that you would let me bite you. I know that's a really big thing to ask, but I just don't know what else to do. Rob a blood bank? Attack a stranger? Tie myself up so I can't hurt anyone? None of those sound like good options. And biting my best friend doesn't sound like it'd be a good option either, but it's just the best one I can think of right now, you know? So please, please, can I suck some of your blood? I promise to be gentle. I don't think I need enough to make you pass out or anything. I mean, look at how tiny I am. You're always teasing me about being short. How much blood could I really possibly need? Plus, I think I have an idea of making this process a little more pleasant. If I distract you with something, maybe you wouldn't even notice me sucking your blood. So, what do you say? Can I? I can. You're the best friend ever. Oh, here. Okay. Let me start off with a distraction. I bet you didn't see that coming, did you? Here. Just lay back and get comfy while I pull these pants off you. Hey, it's all right, okay? I know this is sudden and all, but I'm going to need a pretty big distraction, okay? Just let me do this, okay? Please. I'm going to make you feel as good as possible while I suck your blood. That's right. Just relax, okay? And just lay back while I start stroking your dick. I need to get you nice and hard for this next part. Oh, no. Don't worry. It's not a blowjob. I thought about it, but I don't think it would feel very good with these fangs. I'm gonna fuck you. That got your attention, all right. I felt your dick twitch in my hand, don't lie. Here, let me just unbutton my shirt. You know, there's no sense in trying to fuck you if you can't see my tits, is there? I just gotta take this bra off. And presto. Two spooky titties. Just in time for Halloween. You can touch them if you want. The sooner you get hard for me, the better. Baby. Just keep rubbing my nipples. Oh, I definitely don't need help getting ready. Oh, fuck. My knickers are soaking wet already. Oh, speaking of which, now they're off. See? My distraction plan is working already. I bet you didn't even notice me pulling them off, did you? Just let me move up to straddle you on the settee, okay? Don't stop playing with my tits. You know, you can suck on them if you want. I'm going to be sucking on you in a minute and, you know, fair's fair. I'm just going to reach down and guide your cock into me, okay? Oh, there we go. Can you feel the head of your dick rubbing against my clit? You say it feels good? Well, baby, it's about to get a whole lot better. Just let me move down a little bit and... Oh, wow. Baby, it's so big. Oh, fuck. That's it. Just lay back and let me ride you, okay? Just try and focus on how your dick feels, okay? Think about how nice and warm my cunt is. Oh, and not about me sucking on your blood. Oh, good boy. That's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, feels so good. Fuck. Okay, Okay, baby, okay, right. Just concentrate on what I'm doing right now, okay? I'm just gonna bite you, okay? I promise. I promise I'll be gentle, okay? Just focus on the feeling of me riding on your dick. Tastes so good. Are you feeling okay? Good. And tell me, oh, fuck. Are you close to coming? That's okay. Just hold on for a little bit longer. I'm gonna go in for seconds then, if that's okay. Just focus on fucking me. Oh, fuck. Oh. So much for letting me feed on you. That's it. Go ahead and come wherever you're ready, okay? Yeah, that's right. Come inside my cute little vampire cunt. Shooting inside. Oh, fuck me, it feels so good. What a Halloween. Yeah, okay. Just lay down on the couch. You know, I bet you're super tired after all of that. No, why don't I just sleep here tonight, okay? I'll go grab a blanket in a minute. I know I've already said it, but thank you for letting me drink from you. I really needed it. So just go ahead and fall asleep, okay? I'll still be here in the morning to cook you a big hearty breakfast to get your strength back. After all, I'm gonna need to feed again eventually. I guess that means fucking you again. So, I think that would make me your girlfriend. You think so too? Oh, yay. Oh, but I'm gonna be honest, dude. I've been wanting to date you for a while now. This is going great. So, go get some sleep, and I'll see you in the morning, okay?